Hey, this is Chris Brown, and this episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit westaffthechurch.com to learn more.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and super excited to be starting this broadcast off. We're broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City, right here from Ramsey Solutions headquarters. This is a call-in show, Chris Brown's True Stewardship. You can call in at 866-357-3283. That phone number one more time, 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Got to ask you the question, are you having issues in your finances? This is the show for you. You have intention in your relationships? This is the show for you. This is where we talk about how to handle relationships, how to handle finances God's way and for God's glory. What relationships? Well, there's marriage and there's dating and there's parenting and there's that really annoying roommate, right? All those different kind of relationships. And, you know, those of you who have been listening for quite a while now, not those of you who are listening in for the first time or maybe the first couple times, but you've been listening in for a while. Maybe it's been a year. Maybe it's been 6 months. You know, a lot of you have asked, how do you support the show? We want to support the show. We want to send in some money. We don't want you to send in money. Isn't that a shocker? Shocker to hear that, right? Here's how you support the show. And we talk about really amazing, life-changing resources on this show all the time. Things that you can purchase for yourself or things that you can purchase for others. Gifts that you can give to people that God will use to change their lives. And one of those things is Financial Peace University. We talk about it a lot on this show, the 7 baby steps and how you can find financial freedom no matter where you're at in your journey. Several of you, we did a survey, several of you have taken Financial Peace University already. So you're like, Chris, how do I buy Financial Peace University? I've already taken it. Listen, the next step for you, coordinate a class. Okay, coordinate a class. Start a class right there in your neighborhood or buy a kit for maybe somebody else or buy a class or an online book study or something for other people. But the whole idea is this is not just for us. This is for imparting knowledge and heart into other people as well. There are 4 phases to a steward's life. The first phase is to accept it, kind of just or just become aware of it literally, just cognitively in your mind. Then there's an acceptance in your heart, where you're like, you know what? No, I not only know this with my mind, but I've actually accepted this. This belief system is going to change my actions, and the actions are going to change the results, which leads me to the third phase. The third phase is action. You can't just know it in your head. You can't just know it in your heart. You actually got to do something with it, right? We're supposed to be hearers of the doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, James tells us. And then that fourth phase is to advance, to be an ambassador for it, for the movement, to everybody start seeing everything through God's ownership and our management. And God owns it all, and then we have the spirit of gratitude that we get to manage all these relationships. We get to manage the finances that he's trusted us with. And so that's kind of like the whole deal. But many of you have called and asked or emailed to ask, how do I send in money to the show? We're not set up like that. We don't even know what to do with a $50 donation. We wouldn't even know what to do with a $5 donation. So here's the deal. Engage in the resources and purchase gifts for other people. So those of you who've been listening for a while, now if you're just tuning in for the first time, you want to make sure you know what we're talking about first. And that's kind of your next step. We want to make sure that we're here for you and we bless you each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the dial. All right, we're ready for your calls. Remember, 866-357-3283. And it looks like we've got a call lined up from Ogden, Utah. This is Janessa. Janessa, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How can I help you?
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm honored.
So we've read the Total Money Makeover book, and we are trying to get baby step number one, but we cannot seem to get past it for some reason. So we get to the thousand, and then something happens, and we end up either paying for something or playing catch up, trying to get it off of our Visa because we didn't have enough saved up to pay for it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, I would think that this is probably a pretty familiar scenario for most of our listeners, so don't feel alone.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the dynamics. Tell me a little bit about your family.
So we are a family of five. We have three children under five. My husband has a great job at a great hospital, but he's also doing his master's degree right now. Mm. And I am a stay-at-home mom. With our children being so young. So right now, he brings in about $41,000 a year gross.
Okay. And is the company paying for the master's, or are you guys cash flowing that or going into debt?
We are going a little bit into debt, yeah. His work will pay a certain amount per semester, which is cut it about in half, but it's still going to add about $8,000 of student loans to our already pile of student loans. So.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about your budgeting process. What's that look like? You can't get out of baby step one. You can't get to baby step two. Is there a formal process, or is it just kind of like tracking your spending after the fact?
We have everything budgeted. We're using the cash envelope system right now.
Okay.
As our budget stands, we have a couple hundred extra each month that we should be able to put towards our baby step number one and then start snowballing. But the past year that we own a home, and so the past year that we've been in our home, something happens every month. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we cannot get past baby step number one.
Yeah. Do you have anything you can sell?
Yeah, I'm actually selling a bunch of stuff right now. I have a gentleman coming to look at some stuff later today. But it's not substantial enough that it would really stipend what my husband earns.
Well, there is an article that we recently put up on stewardship.com. It's got some real practical advice, some things that you can look at, maybe see if you can squeeze that budget a little bit more. It sounds like you got a process in place, but there might be some real ways to take a 200 in a budget category and squeeze it down to 150. Some of the examples that we put in there, one of them is whenever you can combine two items into one. For example, if you have like eating out money, and which you probably shouldn't at baby step one, but this is for example for all of us, just an example. And then you've got like movie ticket money. You've got entertainment, and then you've got eating out, and you got $25 each for both of them. So it's $50 total. Sometimes we can combine those into one evening into $40. Does that make sense? And so is it $25 for eating out, $25 for money for movies? We can make it $40. Or for instance, you've got, gym membership that's under kind of gym, and another one's under recreation, for, you know, going out to coffee with a girlfriend. You can combine the Zumba class cost with your interaction with, one of the girlfriends. And then there's those kind of things. You just got to get creative. And now, of course, in baby step one, we really won't want you doing a lot of those activities anyway, because we really want you to be gazelle intense until you're out of baby step two. But that just gives you an idea. That's one thing you can do. Another thing is, a lot of folks are wasting a little bit of money on their cell phone plan. I think if you can get pretty aggressive, still kind, but aggressive with your cell phone carrier, there's usually about 10, 15, maybe even 20% of extra stuff on there. When we're not looking, it kind of ramps up. Same thing with my cable bill. If you don't watch your cable bill pretty closely, for some reason, you know, like last month for me, for instance, there was Showtime on there. Well, we don't get anything outside of basic cable. And I have no idea why Showtime's on there. We don't even watch movies unless we're watching something that's free on demand. So, I called them and they said, oh, yeah, sure. Sorry, that's on there. I said, how does this happen? And they couldn't give me an answer. So I'm not going to challenge their motives, but it was on there and I'm like, I have no idea how. So check that out. Obviously grocery shopping, there's a lot of places you can cut there with buying generic and all that kind of stuff and insurance policies. You know, try to make sure that your deductible is not too low where it's so low that you're paying really, really crazy high premiums. So that would be some of the things. And then one of the things is, I think you told me your husband's making around $40,000.
Yes, sir.
And $40,000 and three kids that young and a stay-at-home wife and pursuing a master's degree, that is not the best combination. So you could really be like trying to nickel and dime quite a bit and trying to save 10 bucks here and 10 bucks there, which would be good stewardship. But yeah. I think you got to look, kind of pull up a little bit and say, which one of these things has to shift? Either I've got to go to work or he's got to stop his master's or we got to give up some of these kids. And that's not going to happen, right? Something's got to change. But I think you guys are trying to do a little bit too much in this season and you might have to wait for one of those things to the next season.
Okay. I've had a sewing opportunity come up that I could earn a couple hundred extra months, so I'm waiting to hear back on that right now.
That's great.
In the meantime, if we do have the baby step number one, do we use that if another emergency happens again, or do we leave that and just use the couple hundred we have budgeted extra every month to pay for that?
Yeah, if you can avoid tapping into the emergency fund, I would. For sure. Okay. So make sure it's like a really big emergency, not like urgency. No, emergency. Yeah. Urgency and emergency are kind of different things. So make sure it's really qualifies as a full-fledged emergency. So if you've got some kind of a little bit of margin in that next month's budget, then you're just not going to have to, you're not going to be as gazelle intense that month. And instead of making $400 in extra payments towards your debt, you're only going to pay $200 in extra payments towards your debt that month and try to stay away from the emergency fund and try to stay in baby step two if you can.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
I know firsthand the passion the Vanderbloom and Search Group has for helping churches and faith-based organizations find their key staff, since they actually connected Ramsey Solutions with me. If your church is looking for its pastor or any key staff member, reach out to Vanderbloomen at westaffthechurch.com. They're the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations of all sizes and can help find the right candidates that fit your church's unique needs. Find out more at westaffthechurch.com. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and it's such an honor to be taking your phone calls and your emails today at 866-357-3283, and also taking your emails at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Got a question here on Facebook. Of course, you can reach out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. The handle is Chris Brown on Air for this show. She asks, are you supposed to tithe off the equity received for selling your home? Really good question. What I don't like about the question is the word supposed to. Are you supposed to? Ugh. Right? Remember, folks, we get to. Tithing and giving is something that God wants for us, not something God wants from us. Trust me, God's going to be just fine. Like, he really doesn't need our money. And really, technically, if he wanted it, he could beat us up and take it, right? So he's going to be fine. We're not supposed to. It's a get to. So tithing literally means tenth. And the idea is that we would give our first tenth or first fruits back to God as an act of worship and as a chance to express our faith that he is the source, not us. He's the source of that equity. He's the source of the increase. So the question is, do we really believe that he is the source? Do we believe it? Well, the way we express that belief is through our tithe. Jesus says in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He brings the increase, any increase. Holly and I actually tithe off of unexpected checks that come in the mail or any kind of deals that we get, an unexpected deal. We tithe off that as well. Like, Chris, what, really? Well, that's an increase. It's an expense we were going to have and now we don't. You can't go wrong. You can't outgive God. And Tisha, I am Thank you for sending that in because it's very, very honest. It's a great question. Should I? Should I not? So thank you so much for sending that in. Folks, remember, we love to answer your questions, answer your testimonies on Facebook, Twitter, or email us just like that. A one-sentence question. We love it. Next up on the line, we've got Mike. He's calling in from Morristown, New Jersey. Mike, how are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How can I serve you?
I'm calling with a question about gift tax.
Okay.
So my mother-in-law is selling her home. She's already moved in with us. The closing's at the end of the month. And the money from the sale of her home is to go towards the principal of our house together.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah. I believe there's a limit on gift tax, but I also think I've heard that there's a way to be able to give the full amount without being taxed or penalized.
What's the amount that she's wanting to give you? Is it less than 28 grand a year?
No. The house, she's going to get about $200,000 for the house.
Okay.
And she wants to apply that towards our principal on our home. We just recently moved a couple years ago. And just trying to, we're combining basically families in here. And in that, with that money, and I think, you know, there's a limit of like 14,000 that can be given without a penalty or a tax given.
To each of you, to you and your spouse. So 28 total.
Okay, that's where the 28 was from.
Yeah, yeah. So 28 total. Yeah,
this is more than that, obviously.
Okay.
It's going to be about 175.
How's her health?
Her health is fairly good. She's 88.
Okay.
Also takes care of, also moving in is my sister-in-law who's handicapped.
Okay. Okay.
So it's just making the transition and everything a lot easier for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely want you to consult your CPA on this, but I got a couple ideas.
Okay.
One of the things is, since it's more than $28,000 a year, obviously, she can be paying you fair market value rent, and that's completely, that could be free gift. You know what I'm saying? You're getting money,
right?
And it's all under the umbrella of rent, because technically she's living in your house paying rent. Another scenario, and again, I want you to consult your CPA on this and what this looks like with the accounting and the bookkeeping. Make sure it's all the accounting principles. There's a difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. So I'm about tax avoidance. Nothing that would fall under tax evasion. So check with him, but or her. There's another scenario, and this is very outside the box. It just came to mind. This is just weird. You'd actually sell her the home at fair market value. And I keep saying fair market value because I don't want it to be like underpriced, overpriced. We're not trying to manipulate the system, but you're simply selling her the home. And technically, you're living in her house. And then she then buys the home in cash or pays it down quickly under her name. There's no gifting going on. You sold her the house. She pays down the house. It's paid for. Then she has it written in the will that you get the house upon death. So there's no agents, no marketing costs on this sell of the home. You sell it back to her. You're not having to pay for any kind of, you might have to pay like a, you know, some closing costs on it, maybe a grand or two.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and the CPA may, or their attorney that, you know, closing attorney may require for you to pay a little bit of rent instead of just living there rent free. But that's another scenario. She can channel gifts over $14,000 towards medical expenses as well. Do you have any medical expenses or any college tuition?
Well, I have a little bit. Yes, I've got two kids in college.
Well, anything that she gives over the 14 or the 28, that's all non-taxed either. So she could take care of your medical expenses. And then obviously you would take care of the mortgage, but she'd be helping you on the medical expenses and the college tuition. And then you would obviously use the money that you're using towards that and use it towards the house.
Okay.
So you're just getting creative on making sure to do the tax avoidance.
Right.
She can also help cover certain monthly bills. So when she moves in, she can help you with some of the bills. You take that money that you're going to pay towards the bill and put that towards your mortgage. So she's indirectly helping you towards the mortgage. But there's ways around it. Just check with your CPA. Those are a couple ideas that just came off the top of my head. But very, very good question. But any way you can get away from paying those monster gift taxes, I definitely recommend it. And I think you're asking a great question.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, you know one of the most dangerous traps in our lives is this thing we call comparison. I've struggled with it before. You have too. I mean, I've struggled with it throughout my entire life, really. If we're honest, we have this comparison thing inside of us. And whether I was in ministry or whether it was with money, it's out there. In fact, Proverbs 14:30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." That's why I recommend Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Rachel focuses on the damaging money habit of comparison and walks you through solutions to comparison living. She unpacks six other healthy money habits for living the life that we really want without being buried under debt and stress and worry and all that junk. Are you tired? Are you tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses? And ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want? Love Your Life, Not Theirs will show you just how. If you go to stewardship.com, this new book is available to pre-order and a special offer that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items for just $20. But this is the last week to pre-order the book and to get the free items. So go to stewardship.com and pre-order this incredible bundle for only $20, and this week only.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Hey, we're grateful for all the stories you've been sending, the testimonies. Some of you have been sending words of encouragement to others in our stewardship community. Keep it up, and you'll encourage and give hope to others. Call us at 866-357-3283, 866-357-3283. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, folks, I got an email here from Holly. It says, "I owe $5,000 on a used car that has over 100,000 miles. I have $9,000 in savings. Should I use half of that savings to make a one-time payment or keep saving and paying off this loan? And this has given me sleepless nights when I think about it, and I'm not sure what I was thinking when I made this stupid purchase. I earn $1,000 a week, and my expenses are about $600 to $800 a week sometimes. Should I keep paying monthly or wipe this sucker out now and start my savings all over again? I'm desperate for an answer. Thank you very much." Well, Holly, I've got some great news for you. You ready? You will be debt-free by the end of the day. Pay that thing off. And then drive it as long as possible while you not only save up $7,000 for an emergency fund, but an additional amount for your next car that will be bought in cash because, Holly, that's now how you roll. All right, next on the line from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we've got Noelle on the line. Noelle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I serve you?
Well, I have a question for you. So my husband and I just purchased our first home together, and we put down about 70%. And I guess we have a question regarding, is it worthwhile for us to refinance, given that we're hoping to pay it off in the next 3 to 4 years?
What's bringing up the question? Is it an interest rate problem? Is it trying to go from a 30 to a 15?
No, it's more the interest. I mean, we felt like we got a pretty good interest, but I think we could probably find something that's a little bit lower.
What did you get?
3.375.
Probably not.
Okay.
By the way, 70% down. Great job.
Oh, thanks.
That is awesome. That's very, very cool. Probably not. I think you guys obviously are go-getters when it comes to finances. It's a very... You had to get to this point somehow. 70% down is so rare, and we applaud that for sure. But somehow in your finances, your behavior, your discipline, your perspective, your way of life is working for you, and that is going to get you way further than if you can go from 3.3 to 3.2 or 3.1. That's just not
right.
That you're playing with nickels at that point, and you're probably making two or three extra payments a year already.
Right.
That's what's going to make you win. So I don't want you paying the whatever $3,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a refi,
right?
For you to save very little in interest. I don't think over the next 3 or 4 years that is your break-even analysis is going to. It may at the very, very end. but I actually have more faith in you guys paying it off in 2 years because you're gazelle intense than, than you go in the full 4 years. So
sure.
I don't think you should, but, you know, the best way you can refi is to do it yourself and pay it off early.
Right.
And you're going to save a lot more interest that way.
Okay.
All righty.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, folks. Well, great calls today. Thank you so much for engaging in the show. Don't forget, this is the last week to pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, and receive over $70 worth of free bonus items. And that's all at stewardship.com. So maybe you've already read the book, right? Our surveys show that many of you have already used a lot of our great resources. That's great. I'm asking you to support the cost of this show by picking up one of those incredible life-changing resources right there at stewardship.com. God, we come to you right now. We're asking for your guidance. We're asking for your strength. Great calls today. Pray, God, that you give Janessa the creativity in her budget to get to that emergency fund. We're thankful for Mike and his mother, who's generous, wants to leave a legacy for the next generation. God, thank you. Thank you for working in our lives. So we recognize the fact that you are the Almighty God, and we're so grateful that you trust us. God, we love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.